Unleash your fetish on ClipserSale, the number one platform for fetish content creators. Whether you're a seasoned fetish producer or just looking for a way to monetize your kinky side hustle, ClipserSale provides the tools, resources, and community support you need to supercharge your sales and build your brand. Join thousands of creators worldwide. Sign up today at c4s.com and start turning your fans into customers with ClipserSale.
Called Authentically Kinky, and it is presented by Dating Kinky and is powered by ClipserSale. And here is your host, John, or as we like to call them, Hi There, Catsuit.
And welcome into another edition of the ClipserSale Fetish Friday Creator Spotlight. I am John, also known as Hi There, Catsuit, and the person over in that other box joining us from Germany is Max. Welcome to the program.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. How long have you been doing material for ClipserSale?
Not really long. When I started this whole thing, it was about 2 years ago. I started on Patreon, and I think it was last year in September where I got the idea maybe to expand. So I got the recommendation to open up a ClipserSale store, which I did. And yeah, so basically I'm just, my store is just online for maybe 3 or 4 months. So I'm pretty new to ClipserSale. Yeah, so that's it.
What I absolutely love is I've seen a bit of your content and I went, wow. This is imaginative. I'm going to leave it to you to try to explain exactly it is what you do, because it is very specialized.
It's absolutely specialized. The funny thing is, it's most people who have that giantess fetish, they have different, I won't say styles, but everyone has his own stuff, you know. Some people, you can be into giantess fetish, and you can be in combination with a foot fetish. You can be with only that you are into vor. So vor means that a tiny gets consumed by mostly a female person. So it's a very wide variety of fetishes you can have with that specific fetish. Yeah.
But this isn't exactly a fetish that you can just go take a camera, shoot it. It actually takes some creativity and some special effects, whether they're practical or magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are different styles to make these videos. For example, you don't always have to have special effects, because there are a lot of videos who are just a point of view. So basically, you can imagine it like that the camera is on the floor showing up, and the woman is standing above the camera and is stepping on the camera. So it means you don't always have to have special effects, but just like I said before, people who have that fetish have different things they like. And there are people who are really into these point of view videos, but there are also people who have a giantess fetish who don't really like this kind of stuff. So they are just more into, those special effects stuff. And there you have also different styles, like the classical shrinking, so that the person gets shrunk and yeah, in the house or somewhere else. And the other scenario is where mostly a female person is growing to, yeah, gigantic size and walking through a city, destroying everything. So like, so Kaiju Godzilla style. Yeah. So, yeah.
How does one develop a giantess fetish? Is it just something that you saw in a book or TV or something where you went, wow, this really absolutely gets to me. I'd love to be able to investigate this more.
Yeah, that's you had a good point when you said if I have watched something. So most of these fetishes, they start in childhood. So and in childhood, it's not really something sexual. It's just something you just can't explain. You just think it's normal. So but the point where I recognize that I have this fetish is basically in the 90s. It was a very famous scenario that someone gets drunk, for example. So there were a couple kids shows where characters were shrunk, and also one movie that really really hit me was that animation movie called Ants, where there's a scene where a person is walking through the grass, and the ants are on the floor, and one of them gets stuck to the shoe on the gum. And yeah, that was one of those scenes. And probably I talked to a lot of people who have that fetish, and I think 90% of those people mentioned this movie too as the thing that inspired them and which showed them that they have this fetish. So I would say it was this movie, and of course the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which is a classic one. Yeah,
I remember the movie Ants really well because my kids were growing up in those days, and I actually went to Disneyland to an Ants show, and you'd sit on the bench and suddenly you'd feel like there's ants crawling in your pants because they had these little things that came up through the bench that made you feel them. And then you'd see these giant ants too. So I think you would have loved that show. Don't think it's there anymore, but I think you would have loved it. When you shoot your videos, how much planning does it take, or is everything kind of off the top of the head?
Actually, it's a lot of planning. So it's especially I need very much preparation. Filming is not really my strong point yet. But it's a thing you learn over time. So I think now I'm much better than I was before, but I still need a lot of planning. So and there's always this gap between what I have in mind and what I can actually do when I film it. So it takes a lot of planning for me. But I always, or most of the time, I end up improvising. So I would say it's a mixture of both. I need a lot of planning. And I have in mind what I want to shoot, and I do that way. And most of the time it works. Sometimes it doesn't, so I have to improvise. In the last years, I started to outsource everything. So there's a model I work with on a pretty regular basis. She's pretty good at filming, and she. I told her the ideas I had, and she filmed it, and she sent it to me, and I did the special effects. So that's the way I really felt comfortable with. But I want to improve my filming skills. So this year I planned to shift more towards doing more my own stuff again.
Yeah. One of the great things about Clips for Sale is you can start a store with a few different clips and then evolve what you do. I love the fact that you have a model that now works with you on this and you're able to do your special effects. When you put out your very first clip, were you amazed at how much it took to get that done? And then as you started putting out more clips, the rhythm started getting there?
Yeah, it really took a long time to get a hang of it, of everything, you know? It's still pretty hard. I started with doing pretty short clips. So also a clip like 20 seconds took me hours. So, yeah. and it still is taking that long if it's more, if there's more technical stuff, for example, because, I started some years ago using, special effects with Blender, which is a 3D program, which is a lot to learn. And, since then I could, do even more stuff that I couldn't do before, with my green screen. And, I started everything on my Patreon, and it took some time to get some Patreons. So the thing is, all the effort you put into these videos, the feedback you get is incredible to have that feedback on all the stuff you're doing, something you set on for hours and you just try to make everything perfect, because I have to say I'm a perfectionist, you know? Mm-hmm. So there are little details that most people wouldn't recognize when you play the clip. Oh, yeah. But something like a shadow, which there's no foot, so there it's bright. Yeah, you have a intense shadow. So then comes the foot, for example, and that shadow shifts away, and the person also gets darker. So these are the little details which make the illusion perfect. And sometimes I really catch myself taking hours for. For just these little details that probably nobody would notice if I didn't do it, but for me it's the standard I set for myself. So mm-hmm. I try to make all these little details.
I see what you did there. Do you have some goals that you want to do in future videos that? Or just kind of on your bucket list going, I'd really like to be able to pull this one off?
Yeah. One thing I really want to do is when I talked about the movie Ants or A Bug's Life, for example, too, or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, there are these scenes which are playing in the garden. And I really... My biggest wish for to do is doing a movie or a video which has a scenario, and I think it's a pretty hard work, because for example when they did Honey I Shrunk Kids, they built really big objects, you know.
Yep.
I can't do that you know. So I have to shift stuff like that into Blender and the 2D 3D program, and this is a lot of work to do. But yeah, this is a scenario I always dreamed of, kind of, which I always wanted to do. But it's really hard to pull off properly. So this is something I really want to do.
Tell me a little bit about working with models. Do they enjoy the vision that you have and kind of get a kick out of that?
Yeah. So the feedback I get is mostly really positive. And when I started to do all these videos, it was at the beginning was pretty hard because I was writing foot models on Instagram or on Reddit, and sometimes you didn't get an answer, or you had to write really often. So you had to stick to it. And but over the time, you gather more and more interest from people, and also not also from viewers, but you also gather interest from models. Mm-hmm. And then they start to come towards you. And this is really great because it takes a lot of pressure for me, because I don't have to keep up with all those messages and keep repeating messages. So I can say that there are some models who came towards me, which formed a pretty good basis. Mm-hmm. Not only a human basis, but also a professional basis. And my stuff became, obviously it became so good that, yeah, they came towards me, and we started to work on a regular basis. So yeah, it's pretty great.
I want to ask, as we wrap up here, what is the piece of feedback that you got from one of your viewers that made you go, this is really worthwhile for me to be able to share with the public? Do you remember something like that?
Yeah, it was maybe some months ago. There was when you join my Patreon, you always get a welcome message with all the links to all the long clips I made. So I sent this message that I sent to everyone who joins my Patreon, and one time a guy he wrote me that he just discovered me somewhere on the internet, and he was so hyped, and he said this is something I was always looking for, you know. And he came, and someday someone came towards me, and he gave me compliments about my sound design, which is a thing which is really important to me. I mm-hmm. put a lot of work and a lot of effort into sound design, and yeah, this person came up to me and said this was the best stepping boom sound I ever heard of the giant woman. So I was something that told me, yeah, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm going in the right direction.
Well, Max, I'm going to put your Clips for Sale store up here so people can see which one to go to. And with Clips for Sale, it's always about the numbers. 248-303 is your clip store. What are some of the other ways people can follow you?
So you can also follow me on Instagram. There is MicroMeGTS as well. You can join me on my Patreon. It's patreon.com/MicroMeGTS. And also, yeah, you can find me. I wanted to say YouTube, but I just abandoned this one a little bit. But you can also find me on Twitter or X, how it's called now. So you can find me on X also under the name MicroMeGTS. Yeah.
I have had such a great time talking to you today, and I really appreciate you joining me. And best of luck in all your work, and I look forward to following your work in the future.
Thank you.
Max, thank you for being with us, and I thank you for being with us. My name is John. I'm also known as Hi There Catsuit. I hope I've earned the privilege of your time, and I remind you to always remember consent and to love each other always.
Joining us for the show. You can get all the information on the podcast by visiting AuthenticallyKinky.com. You can find our theme song on Spotify. It's called Freya by Mastana, and you can find links to their work on our website as well.
This has been a presentation of Dating Kinky. built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free.
Hi, I'm Kendra James. And as a fetish creator myself, I know there are a lot of options to sell my content on. But when it comes to a platform that I trust and that works for me, Clips for Sale has always been number one. With reliable payouts, content protection, chargeback forgiveness, and great internal traffic, I know my content is being seen by the right customers because Clips for Sale invests in marketing to make sure that I succeed. It's time to join a community that cares about fetish creators at c4s.com.